Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. English Conversation. Made Natural Engaging Dialogues to Learn English, 2nd edition, by Language Guru is an ESL practice book built around realistic dialogues rather than grammar. Drills. Positioned for learners who want to understand how English is actually spoken, it emphasizes natural, native-like phrasing and everyday vocabulary. The core promise is simple exposure to real conversation patterns through story-like exchanges, helping readers move from textbook English to practical spoken English. Across the book, learners encounter dialogues between people in common relationships such as friends, co-workers, family members, classmates, and strangers. The situations are intentionally adult and practical, including everyday tasks like ordering food, visiting a pharmacy, or using a library. To support self-study and classroom use, chapters include an ESL glossary that clarifies new words and idioms, along with comprehension questions to check understanding. Written and edited by native English speakers, the book aims to build conversational confidence through context, repetition, and relatable scenarios. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, natural dialogue as the primary learning tool. The book is designed around the idea that conversation skill grows fastest when learners regularly read and practice dialogues that sound like real speech. Instead of presenting isolated vocabulary lists or decontextualized grammar exercises, it uses exchanges that feel like conversations you might overhear or take part in. This matters because natural English includes short responses, informal phrasing, and pragmatic choices that many traditional ESL materials underemphasize. By working through complete dialogues, learners see how meaning is carried not only by individual words, but also by timing, tone, and typical patterns of response. The approach also exposes learners to how native speakers actually connect ideas, soften request, show agreement, or change topics. Because the dialogues are written and edited by native English speakers, the emphasis is on plausible wording and idiomatic choice rather than overly simplified or artificial lines. For study, the most direct benefit is that learners can model their own speaking on these patterns. The dialogues can be read aloud, shadowed, or used for role play, making the material practical for speaking practice. Over time, repeated exposure helps learners internalize natural sentence shapes and conversational rhythm. Secondly, everyday adult scenarios that mirror real-life needs. A key strength of the book is its focus on practical situations that adult learners are likely to face. Rather than centering on classroom-only conversations, it includes real-world contexts such as ordering at a restaurant, picking up prescriptions at a pharmacy, and checking out books at a library. These scenarios are useful because they involve common social expectations, requesting help politely, clarifying information, responding to questions, and closing an interaction smoothly. This type of situational practice reduces the gap between study and use. Learners do not just memorize phrases, they see how a conversation develops from greeting to problem or request to resolution. It also helps learners anticipate what the other person might say, which is often the hardest part of real conversation because the scenarios include different relationships. The language naturally shifts depending on who is speaking. That variety encourages learners to notice register, including when speech becomes more relaxed, when it becomes more careful, and how people adapt their wording to the context. For learners who feel confident reading but freeze in daily interactions, this scenario-based coverage provides concrete rehearsal for the adult world. Thirdly, informal and formal English in social and work settings. The book highlights a practical reality of spoken English. The way people speak depends heavily on the relationship and setting. It includes dialogues among friends and family, as well as conversations with co-workers and strangers, giving learners exposure to both informal and more formal interaction styles. This matters because many learners study polite, careful English, but then struggle to understand casual speech, contractions, and common everyday phrasing. By presenting a range of contexts, the book helps learners recognize what makes language sound friendly, neutral, or professional. In informal situations, learners can notice how native speakers shorten answers, use everyday expressions, and rely on shared context. In more formal or service-related interactions, learners can see how people make requests clearly, ask for clarification, and keep the conversation efficient. This mix can also support learners who want to avoid sounding unnatural in either direction. Some learners sound overly formal with friends, while others use casual language in situations that require more politeness. The dialogue approach makes these differences visible without turning the book into a lecture on rules. Instead, it teaches register through repeated exposure, giving learners ready to use models for different social environments. Fourthly, vocabulary and idioms learned through context and an ESL glossary. Another important feature is how the book supports vocabulary growth without separating words from use. Dialogues naturally introduce everyday vocabulary and idiomatic expressions, and each chapter includes an ESL glossary to explain unfamiliar terms. This pairing is effective because learners get two layers of support. First, the meaning can often be inferred from the situation. Second, the glossary confirms meaning and reduces confusion. Idioms and fixed expressions are especially difficult for learners because their meaning is not always literal. When these appear inside an authentic exchange, learners can see the social purpose behind them, such as sounding friendly, softening a statement, or reacting naturally. Learning vocabulary this way also improves retention, because the word is tied to a memorable scenario rather than a list. The glossary component makes the book practical for independent learners who may not have a teacher available. It also helps teachers use the material in class without needing to pre-teach every new item. Overall, the combination of contextual learning plus explicit definitions aims to build usable vocabulary, not just recognition, that supports the larger goal of speaking with more ease and sounding more natural in everyday conversation. Lastly, comprehension questions for active learning and self-checking. The book includes comprehension questions that encourage learners to do more than simply read. This turns each dialogue into an active learning task. Readers must confirm that they understood the key details, the purpose of the interaction, and what happened in the exchange. For learners studying on their own, this is an important feedback mechanism, since conversation materials can otherwise feel passive. Comprehension work also supports speaking improvement indirectly. When learners can accurately track who said what and why, they are better prepared to respond appropriately in real conversations. It reinforces the ability to follow conversational structure, including openings, requests, clarifications, and closing lines. In practical terms, this helps learners avoid getting lost when a conversation moves quickly. For classroom use, the questions can be used as discussion prompts, warm-ups for role play, or quick checks after pair reading. Teachers can ask learners to justify answers by pointing back to the dialogue, which reinforces attention to detail. The questions also make it easier to set measurable goals, such as completing one dialogue plus its questions per day or per lesson. This structure supports steady progress while keeping the focus on natural, usable English. In conclusion, English Conversation Made Natural Engaging Dialogues to Learn English, 10th edition, fits learners who are tired of textbook-style conversations and want practice with English that resembles daily speech. It is best suited for intermediate adult learners, but motivated beginners who want a challenge can also benefit, especially if they take time to review the glossary and reread dialogues. The most practical payoff is increased readiness for real interactions. Learners rehearse common situations, see typical responses, and become more comfortable with natural phrasing and idioms. The book also works well as a teaching supplement. Instructors can use dialogues for pair role plays, listening style shadowing, and follow-up discussion, while the comprehension questions provide a simple way to check understanding without designing extra materials. What helps it stand out in the ESL conversation category is its consistent emphasis on natural language and context-based learning. Many conversation books either simplify speech too much or lean heavily on explicit grammar instruction. This one prioritizes realistic exchanges and lets grammar and vocabulary be absorbed through repeated exposure, supported by clear chapter glossaries. For learners aiming to sound more natural and to understand native speakers more easily, it offers a focused, scenario-driven path that is easy to apply to everyday life. If you would like to support Language Guru, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.